Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. This episode of The Authentic Life of KL is brought to you by Break the Silence, a nonprofit created using music as a platform to raise awareness for mental health, suicide prevention, and recovery of all kinds, offering hope and starting the hard conversations to bring communities together. It's Kitty. Today I have with me Yareen Glam. She is a Los Angeles based musician, and she is originally from Israel, correct?
Correct.
Yes. She draws a lot from her Middle Eastern roots, but she also infuses her music with raw authenticity and emotion and all those things that we experience as humans, kind of leading the forefront in bringing us all together and talking about that stuff. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I like this introduction.
Oh, well, thank you. thank you. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to be here. This is like my first podcast interview thing. So I'm really excited.
Fun. Yeah. How long have you been doing music?
For like 10 years now. I started recording when I was like 17, almost 18. So yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. I know it's always a journey with anybody who I talk to that is a musician. And it's like, well, I've always wanted to do it, or I've done it for a very long time. I think a lot of people don't understand, for the most part, the journey that it takes to kind of get wherever, you know, you're going to end up, that it is a journey, that things just don't just happen, except on very rare occasions.
That's so true. Yeah. I mean, even like figuring out the artist that you want to be and what you want to sing about and getting courage to sing about those things that you actually want to sing about. Yeah. For me personally, I think it's a journey for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How have you changed since the beginning of your journey till now on kind of what you write about and all that?
I mean, in the beginning, I think I kind of listened to what the producer told me I should write about. I started when I was like, 17. And I remember telling him, I want to write songs to like empower women. And he's like, nah, you're too young for that. Let's write about like a boy or something. And I was like, okay, he knows better. So I kind of like listened and wrote about stuff that I wasn't really like passionate about writing. And then I took a break and I kind of focused on what I actually want to do and the kind of music I want to make. And then I started releasing newer stuff.
Yeah, no, that's, I think that sometimes comes with our age and things like that too, and kind of going through our own journey and then realizing, I mean, that's why this is called The Authentic Life, right? Because I'm 48 and my kids are grown and I kind of am like, all right, what am I supposed to do? But inadvertently, I took this really, really long journey through losing like my brother and all these different things to land right back where initially was one of my favorite spots, was with music and talking with friends. And so it's like you take this whole journey to realize, nope, this is what I want to do. And it sounds kind of like yours. You're like, yeah, I want to write about empowering women. Nope. And then you're like, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm so sorry about your brother, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's been 10 years, a little more than 10 years, but I can tell you, like, I am a completely different person, and I love who I'm becoming, and I wouldn't be the same without that experience. And of course, I can reach so many more people. So I think it's about taking our experiences and really, I think, diving into knowing that we are all human, right? We'll talk about your song later, but that's truly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're all so much the same and there's so much division, but we all experience the same things, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So your music touches on mental health themes, which we've established I love and you love to share as well, but how have these themes impacted your journey and your writing of your music? Do you include those a lot within like your personal journey in the writing?
I mean, when I was at my lowest, you feel really isolated, you feel alone, you feel like you're like, am I going crazy? Like, what is all these feelings I'm feeling? And I didn't really have anyone to really listen to that was like, hey, I'm going through the same thing, kind of. And I was like, you know what? A lot of people are so scared to touch on this subject. And I was like, I want to be the person to open up about those struggles and, yeah, spread some awareness.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of our gifts are. That's where I find a lot of my gifts are, or other people's are, whatever their struggles are. That's where you really can find that connection with other people. Do you find that it is hard to be vulnerable and writing music and being, say, a little bit more in the public eye than the standard person when you're writing music? Do you find it harder to be vulnerable?
I think for me personally, it was like writing about it was like therapy. And it was
Yeah.
like a form of literally releasing it. So talking about it just felt so freeing. And I was like, if I can put this out there and anyone can feel seen while listening to my songs, I was like, I'll be the happiest person. So it wasn't too hard for me. I was like, because also I was really ready to talk about it already. It was like years of me wanting to write about it. So when I did, I was ready.
Yeah. Did you have resistance? You know how sometimes we have resistance, I think, on showing certain things about ourselves or talking about certain things. Do you have any songs where you're kind of more resistant to put the songs out? Or have you always just been like, I'm ready? Or has it been like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that one?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of songs that, like, at first I was like, ah, maybe I was too open. I was like,
Yeah.
maybe I should a little bit too much.
Right.
But I think those are the songs that I kind of wanted to put out even more because I kind of like to push myself out of my comfort zone. I think my therapist likes to push me out of my comfort
Yeah,
zone.
no.
Yeah.
It's true. A comfort zone is a ending point for us if we don't step out of it, so it puts us in a box.
But yeah, I remember I have this song, it's called Shut Up, and when I wrote it I was like, oh, do I kind of want to put this out in the open and like talk about like self-esteem and like an eating disorder. I was like, I don't know if I really want to put this out there, but I really love the song and I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna put it out there.
Yeah. Do you mind talking a little bit about your struggles behind that song? Is that, are you okay talking about that? Yeah.
I mean, I wrote it in 2019, I think. It was right around when I just started going to therapy, actually. And I was just so consumed by that loud critical voice in your head that tells you you're not enough, basically. And I remember being in the session and I was like, I just want to tell my head to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I talk about how loud your head can get when you're struggling and how you're basically the only person that can change that, you know? Because I think a lot of the times we're like, maybe if this person accepts me or whatever, we can feel better about ourselves. But this song is basically realizing that I have the power to make the change. And yeah, that was the idea behind Shut Up. So yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's the hardest battle I think we ever fight is the internal one. Like we will sit in the dark with everybody around us and be, no, I'll sit with you. It's fine. It's fine. Just don't make me look at my own, like whatever. But I think it is so important. I think with showing that other people struggle with, we call it self-esteem, self-image, self-love, all of those things, self-acceptance, I guess, would be more so, and really falling in love with who we're becoming, because there are so many people who have those preconceived notions and they really, really believe truly that there is something inherently wrong with them. And I always think how boring would it be, right, if we were all the same, though I have the same struggles as everyone else, right? Like,
Right.
I could tell you don't do that, but in the end, we have that argument almost like two people within ourselves, you know, that you have to like argue with. Like, you know the answer, but your subconscious says this, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially as women, we're so like there's so many messages all around us, if it's social media, and the world basically teaches us to hate ourselves and to compare ourselves to like an image that's so unrealistic. So of course we're gonna grow up and be like, I should be this or I should be that, but like it never gets us anywhere. It actually makes us miserable, and there's so much to life other than like our size or what we look
Yeah,
like.
no, I mean, I'm a curvy girl and I'm 5'10" and I have big feet and like those were all insecurities for me growing up. But now like people are like, no, it's just you. And it's like, oh, you mean to tell me that really I'm the one causing the problem? I'm the one that's in the way.
Right, exactly.
It's
It's a
us. It's us. I mean, there are those people I think that judge us according to whatever they want, but typically, you know, I tell people we don't get to see ourselves through other people's eyes. So no one gets to, you know, see you, or you don't get to see what they see through their own eyes. And I guess that's unique. I don't know if I'd want to see myself through other people's eyes, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's we really don't know what other people are thinking. We only know like what our mind tells us that's happening. So
And usually not too nice.
Right. We are so mean. We would never say the things we say to ourselves to the people that we care about. Ever,
Exactly.
ever. Ever, ever, ever. So let's talk about your new release, Human, since we're all
Yes.
talking about being human and everything. What
Right.
inspired you to write this song?
Well, Human is one of my favorites I've ever made. I had like the story, the title, everything before I even stepped into the session. And I was like, growing up, I thought that we're supposed to be a certain way, not just look wise. It was like you always have to be happy, you always have to be like this person that has it all figured out and like perfect in a way, you know. And I would like be super depressed, but I will like present myself as this like person that has everything together and figured out and happy all the time. And I was like, you know, it's actually so boring. And like vulnerability is our strength, you know, but I always thought that's like, oh, if I show any emotions, it's gonna make me weak. And I'm like, again, like no one will be able to relate to you, or like you're not gonna be able to form any real connection with people, because if you present yourself as this like perfect robot, it's like no one is actually like that. And I was like, I want to make a song that's like celebrates that we're all human at the end of the day, where we all go through ups and downs, we're sad sometimes, we're happy sometimes, and we shouldn't strive for like this. I need to be happy 24/7 forever. Like we're all gonna feel feelings, and it's okay, and it's beautiful, and we should acknowledge that and know that it's okay.
That it sounds so simple, right? Sounds so simple. Like, but it's really so complex because we struggle with everything that we see, with the preconditioning that we have from the families we were brought up in, what's acceptable, what's not. Yeah, I think that we just struggle as humans. I always say there's no way I'm from this place. I've got to be from somewhere else because I would never choose to come here because humans aren't very nice most of the time. But yeah, but
Said than done, but I mean, when you actually think about it, it's such a freeing feeling, you know?
yeah, it really is. And I think in one of my prior podcasts, we talked about vulnerability being a superpower, that it basically, it's like once you become vulnerable, do you open yourself up for more hurt? Hell yeah, absolutely. But if you don't, then you open yourself up to be hurt for no one to really know the real you, you know, and
Yeah.
that's the difference. The mask that you put on, and you have fake relationships where people don't know you and you're hurt, right? Because you're by yourself and no one loves you for you, but well, because you don't show them, or you
Right.
become vulnerable, and yes, you can still get hurt, but you still develop so much and you have so many more, I guess, authentic, you know, relationships and all that, if you can be open to it.
Right. I mean, if we push down our feelings, it doesn't make them go away, you know?
Yeah.
They're there. Even if
Yeah.
we hide behind a smile or whatever it is, those feelings are still there. They're just pushed down, but they
Yeah.
come up.
Oh gosh,
Yeah.
right? One trigger, one light switch. You better watch out. It's coming out. It does not, it doesn't stay down forever, guys. It doesn't. It doesn't.
It does not.
It does not. I just went and saw oh man, I can't remember. Thunderbolts, I guess, is the name of the movie. And I'm not a movie person by any means. I just don't watch a lot of TV. But we went to go see that. And hands down, it is such a good movie if you ever have done internal work, because one of the ladies says, well, you just push everything down. That's what you do. And then it circles back around at the end of the movie to where, you know, darkness is like this void, and she's like, wait, I was really wrong. You don't push it down, that's bad, because this is what happens, right? It's very bad. And so it's like, yeah, we push it down until we don't. And then you can't.
It comes up whether we like it or not, you know. It's like it will show up in different ways. For me, I would get like panic attacks, like when I would like push down my feelings for too long. Our body finds ways to make it come back to the surface. So we can fight it, but it's not the solution. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to work through and walk through it, but it's harder to do it over and over and over again, I feel like. So at this stage in your journey, what does being authentic mean to you? Has that changed since you started versus now, or since you were little even versus now, just as a human?
I think, and it's like something that was always hard for me as someone that, like, it was really hard for me to trust my vision and trust that what I have to say is good enough. And I would kind of listen to people around me and, like, be like, oh, they know better. I should just, like, listen to them. But I think honestly, in the past year, it was when I kind of realized that, like, I'll never be like f even happy, you know, by listening to the noise. And I just trust what I have to say and trust that my vision is right for me, even if it's not, like, you know, not everybody's gonna like it, but I'm
Yeah.
telling my story and in like the way I want to present it. And I have like great people around me that trust the vision and that make it even better by collaborating with me. So, yeah, I think just trusting myself more is where my authentic self really shows up.
Yeah, I think that that's hard to learn, because I do think trusting yourself is a learned thing, really, because
Yeah.
we tend to trust other people because they would definitely know. They know better than us. But
Right.
yeah, I think it's a learned thing when you go through that healing process of like listening to your own voice, and then it keeps circling back around of what is so important to you. Are you empowered now more so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spent like a long time kind of like being mad at myself for not trusting myself more and kind of like trusting people that I was like, oh, you know, they know better or they've done this for longer. And then I was just like, I ended up being in a place where I was like, no, this is not it.
Yeah.
This is not me. This is not what I want to do. So I feel like in the past year or so, I really took charge more and was like, yep, that's it. I learned my lesson and I'm
Yeah.
gonna do it my way. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that through my learning too, I've learned that
And it's not to say that the people that are telling you shouldn't do that are wrong, right?
Absolutely.
Because I found that they're right, but their version of success is very different than what mine is. And I very well could be successful being just like everyone else that's successful, but I think my version of success has changed so much over the years for me. Of course, I would want to make money, or pay bills doing what I love. But for me, impacting other people and holding space is far more important, than just doing what everybody else does. And so I think about that a lot. I think, well, because I've had some people say, you would have more people jump on if you wouldn't talk about mental health. But I'm like, that might be true, but I haven't found that it is, And so it's just interesting to think about those things because their success may be very different than what your opinion on success is.
No, absolutely. And I feel that because people are just like, you just should make like dance music and just like talk about fun stuff. I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm like, that's not what's going to fulfill me. And that's not what I'm going for, you know? So, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. And fulfillment. And I say I could be happy sitting on the couch watching TV every night. It's not that I wouldn't be happy. I could be happy doing that, but I would never be fulfilled doing that ever in my wildest imagination. Like, it's fine, but that's not the life I want. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what do you have coming up soon for you?
So my next single, it's called Here's to Goodbye. It's coming out June 6th. I'm really excited about it. It's basically a conversation with my anxiety. Like I'm realizing that the only way through, no, how do you say that? The only way to like I told you before, like for me, it was hard to like accept what I was feeling and accept like the darkness or whatever. So I would like push down my feelings for such a long time. But I was talking to my therapist and she was like, you know, the only way out is through. And I was like, ooh, poetic. And I was like, okay, so I have to feel those feelings for them to pass, basically. So that's what the song is about. And I'm really excited about it. So that's coming up next.
That is one of mine is anxiety. Like even before every single podcast, I get super anxious and super nervous, and I'm like, I know how to talk to people. I like this is what I do. Like why? But it doesn't, it's a response. It's not something you have control over. But once you start knowing, like I'll be just fine in just a few minutes, it's fine.
It's hard. It's hard. Like every time before I go on stage, like I have the worst stage fright. And I always had it was like one of my biggest fears ever since I was a kid. I was like, how am I going to be a singer when I'm scared to like sing in front of people? And before I go on stage, I'm like, it feels like I'm dying. But then like you go on and like few songs in and the nerves go. And then I'm like, oh wow, I'm having so much fun. Why did I overthink this so much? So it's like, I get it. It's something that's us, and it's easier to like be like, oh, I'll be fine. But when you actually go through it, it's really hard to just let it go.
No, it is because it has to do a lot with us, at least with myself, was that it really wasn't safe or looked upon being a great thing for you to take up space and to just kind of be who you are meant to be. And so it kind of goes against what most of us were taught. Like go do whatever you want and take up space and just be you. And it's like, but that's not safe. No, run, hide. Get off stage right now.
Yeah, like don't look at me.
But when we do it, we teach other people that it's okay and that it's safe. And that's what I think is the big full circle with all of those things.
Love that.
So where can people find your music and new fans? Go listen to Human for sure, but where can they find it?
Yeah, I'm everywhere on all platforms. My music is on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all over. And yeah, my social media, they can always see like I post like updates on when new music is coming up and stuff like that.
Do you
So yeah.
do, are you going to be doing a tour or do you do like a local type tour? Where are you from? What side?
Hopefully, I live in LA,
Okay.
my goal is to release these new songs and hopefully get to open up for someone super soon. And when I do, I will post about it on my Instagram and stuff.
Perfect.
So,
So
yeah.
stay up to date on there. Do you have a website or do you just do the social media?
I do. I have a website. It's also in the link to my bio. It's I
Okay.
think it's jillyareenglam.com. So
Okay.
yeah.
I'll post all those too for anybody that would like to go find you as well. I always end the podcast with this question. If someone came to you and they were struggling, what is some words of advice, words of wisdom that you would give them?
That whatever they're going through will pass. I think when we're in our darkest days, we think we're gonna feel like that forever and it's never gonna go away. But just like happy days pass, the sad days pass, and to hold on to the hope of like life does get better and you're not gonna stay like that forever. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a girl after my own heart right there. I say that. It's like the good times pass, the bad times pass, it all goes up and down all around. It is just a roller coaster of life. Just
It is. It really is. Yeah.
is. Well, perfect. All right. Well, I appreciate you jumping on and chatting with me regarding mental health and being a part of this movement.
I love that. Thank you so much for having me. This was
Of
great.
course. Of course.
Yes.
Of course. The Authentic Life with KL and Break the Silence are two healing missions aligning to support mental health, all wellness and recovery, offering hope and amplifying the light. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.